Welcome to The Healthy Leadership Mentor, a podcast hosted by Andrew Gray. Andrew has over 25 years' experience as a business owner, not-for-profit leader, keynote speaker, mentor, and consultant. On the show, Andrew talks everything related to leadership, high-performance psychology, and inner-life health for leaders in the world of business, sport, not-for-profit, politics, and media. With a tertiary background in sports psychology and a multi-decade career developing healthy, high-performance leaders, Andrew is ready to empower your path towards a healthy and fruitful life. Let's go to today's episode.
Hey guys, so glad you joined me today for this super important subject of communication mastery, becoming a better speaker. So many people are afraid of presentation and public speaking, but I know that if you will learn to apply the strategies and the techniques that I'm going to share in this episode and in this mini series that's connected, you are going to up your game and level up in such a way that the world of opportunity is going to open up to you. Because if you can learn to change people's lives through the power of communication, using your words, using your mouth, it's an incredible skill to have. And people who can do this well are in high, high demand. So let's go to three really important points on this subject of communication mastery, things that are going to improve you and make you better. I want to start off with this first one that I call occupying the space. If you can imagine a room full of people ready to listen, waiting to hear you or another presenter, and obviously in every room setup, there's a focal point in the room. That could be a lectern or a particular point on a stage where the lighting sits. There's always a focal point, just as there is right now as you're watching this video. I'm sitting in the middle of the focal point so that you can watch me and listen to me. Now, what we need to understand is when people are presenting, there's always going to be a change of physical bodies on the stage. Often there'll be an MC, somebody who does the introductions. There might be someone who comes to stage and does the housekeeping rules and explaining what's going to happen during that event. And what we find happens is physically and vocally, there is an engagement and a disengagement of the focal point in the room. In other words, the person who opens the event or does the introduction is not necessarily the keynote speaker. Even in a company or an organization, generally, somebody will kick the meeting off and they'll introduce the main speaker. What we find happens is the focal point of that presentation, the focal point of that public speaking moment, is where the energy and the focus in the room is centered on, and it needs to be there. However, what happens when that first person departs that space and they go and sit down or go to some other part of the room and the speaker comes to take their place, it's so crucial that you, as the keynote speaker, as the presenter, you go and take center stage, which some of you by personality have no struggle with. Others really hate the idea, but it's vital that you discipline yourself to understand if you don't take that space, if you don't occupy that space, the room will feel it. What's been happening until you got there is somebody else was occupying the space. They were harnessing the focus of all the participants in the room, and they were prototyping or modeling to everybody where to look, where to listen, where to align their focus. If you then come to that spot and you stand to the left or to the right because you're a bit insecure, you're a bit nervous, you don't really want to be in the spotlight, what actually happens inadvertently is you tell the room that you don't feel comfortable being in that place. And the recipients, the listeners, will respond in kind. If out of your heart the message is coming that you don't believe you belong there and you're not strong enough and capable enough to own and occupy that space, the room will feel it and they will respond in kind and they will partially switch off. On the other hand, when we come to stage or we come to the front of the room and we do occupy the space physically and vocally and with our eye contact, we find that focus is retained. People begin to lean in and suddenly you've got a captive audience. And it's so crucial that we learn to occupy the physical space of the room. It demands attention and it commands the atmosphere of the room. When people don't do this, suddenly the atmosphere of the room becomes rudderless. It becomes without leadership. People don't know whether to lean in or lean back, and what could have been a great presentation is suddenly squandered simply because somebody didn't step up, occupy the space and own the focus point in that room. So it's so important. If you want to be a great presenter, you want to do better with public speaking, whether it's in front of large crowds or just to your team at work, wherever the focal point is in the room, you need to fully occupy that space. Let's get to number two in today's episode. I want to talk to you about the importance of alignment between your heart and your mouth. Now, this is a huge one. We could spend 40, 50 minutes on this subject alone. We won't. I'm going to break it down for you in about 4 or 5 minutes. What I'm really getting to here is the reality that if your mouth begins to share content and information that your heart doesn't really believe. In other words, maybe you've Googled a whole lot of content. Maybe you've researched a whole lot of content. And don't get me wrong. Research is really important and you should do it. But if all of the content that you're presenting doesn't actually live inside of you as a true belief, as a deep conviction, as a lived experience, if that's not what's coming out of your mouth, you have a crosswire, you have misalignment between your heart, which is your belief center, and your mouth, which is your communication center. The problem with misalignment between heart and mouth, it disqualifies your capacity to produce a growth result in the listeners. I'm going to say that again because this is so, so important. If your heart and your mouth as the presenter, as the speaker, as the encourager, whatever your role in speaking is in that moment, if the heart and the mouth are not in agreement or alignment, there is no capacity, no ability to actually plant the seed of transformation in the heart and the mind of the listeners. And so what happens is people listen to your content. They might even enjoy it. They might even come up to you and encourage you at the end of the session, which is all wonderful. But actually, a day goes by, a week goes by, a month goes by, no evident change in the life of the listener. And for us as speakers, as presenters, we want to bring content. We want to bring transformative information that shifts people and changes their life for the better. It doesn't matter whether it's inspiration or education or something else. The role of language, the role of speaking, is to move people from one place to the other. And so heart and mouth alignment is crucial. If your heart doesn't agree with what your mouth is saying, you lose the capacity to plant transformational seeds in the hearts and the minds of the people listening to you. So what do you do about it? Well, it's really quite simple. Make sure you only talk about stuff that you actually believe, that you're convinced of, that you're convicted about, and hopefully, preferably, that you've got some lived experience with. If you can speak about the things where your heart and your mouth are aligned, suddenly your mouth becomes a seed spreader. Your mouth becomes this huge vessel of being able to spit transformative seeds into the hearts and minds of your listeners. And those seeds will germinate, take root, produce green shoots of change. Then you will find people will come to you and say more than, hey, great session, really enjoyed it. You will get year after year after year after year, as I've been fortunate to have, where people will say to you, I remember when you said, and it changed my life. I remember when you said these things. I'm so blessed to even have that happening today that people will come to me and remind me of things that I said 5, 10, 15, even 20 years ago. And they'll say to me, remember when you did that session on such and such? And I'll say, no, I've forgotten. You'll have to remind me. And they tell me the story about where they were at in their life. And maybe they were going through a crisis. Maybe they were at wit's end, didn't know what to do. But because what I talked about lived in my heart first and then came out of my mouth, the seeds of my words carried transformational power. It landed in their heart. It took root in their heart. It grew up into their thinking, and it actually had the power to change their life. As a speaker, as a communicator, that's the story you want to hear. You don't just want colleagues to pat you on the back and encourage you because they hope you feel okay about your moment at the front of the room. That's nice and it's friendly, but what you really want is stories of transformational change. And this is possible if you get your heart and your mouth aligned. Hey guys, thanks for watching the channel. I don't take it for granted. I really appreciate it. If you haven't subscribed already, why don't you do that? And of course, leave me a comment. make a suggestion, ask a question. I do read them and I will get back to you. I'd love it if you could do that. That would help me and it helps me to help you. Let's move to one more practical strategy in this episode of how to be a better communicator, because that's what we're aiming for, right? We're not trying to be perfect communicators. We're not trying to be the best communicators. It's a lofty, difficult, and mysterious goal to aim at, but something that is within the reach of everybody is becoming a better communicator. Let's get to number three, and that is the importance of tempo. You may have even noticed that as I'm sharing in this episode, my dynamics and my tempo, my pausing and my spacing is changing and adjusting depending on what I'm saying. Obviously, when I get stirred up and I get passionate about something, the dynamic changes and my body language changes and the cadence of my words and the structure of my sentences, they all change. And so they should. If we're a monotone communicator who sits at the same tempo and the same cadence, we're simply going to become hypnotic and put people to sleep. We don't want people catching up on their rest when we're talking. We want them informed, inspired, and leaning into what we're saying. And so understanding that tempo is so vital. When you want to labor a point, you need to make sure that you stop long enough to set the cadence of your words, set the tempo of your words just right, so that it causes the listener to want to lean in, because subconsciously they can pick up on the fact that you're saying something really important, something that you really want them to know about, something you want them to retain and remember. So don't just be a monotone speaker. Don't just be a same-paced speaker, one speed all the way through, hyper-fast or hyper-slow. We need to have variance. We need to have modulation in our body language, in our tone, in our posture, in our facial expression, and of course, in our tempo and our cadence of what we're saying. Guys, if you will employ those three strategies, those three alone will massively improve your capacity as a speaker, as a presenter. And these things, as I said right at the top, are within reach of everybody. You can practice it. You can grow in it. I know you've got what it takes to become a better speaker, and that's what I'm pulling for you to achieve.
You have been listening to The Healthy Leadership Mentor with Andrew Gray. This episode was proudly sponsored by APG Elite, home of world-class mentoring, management, and consulting. Find out how APG Elite can help transform your organization by visiting apgelite.com.au. Or if you would like to subscribe to Andrew's weekly newsletter, you can do that by visiting andrew-gray.ck.page. For all other links, including Instagram and TikTok, see the show notes. Until next episode, thanks for tuning in.